Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Product reviews online can often be the difference maker in helping you decide whether to make a purchase. But fake reviews, ones not left by people who actually purchased the product, can send you astray. Our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen has been looking into fake reviews on Amazon in particular.
I'm immediately suspicious of any listing that has hundreds or thousands of reviews with only 5-star reviews. And if that product only has 5-star reviews, be wary of it and avoid it.
But knowing whether a review is real or fake goes beyond the number of stars. Coming up, Nicole will be here to discuss Amazon's efforts to crack down on fake reviews, and she'll discuss telltale signs that a review may not be on the up and up. That's after the break. This week, Amazon said it was suing the administrators of thousands of Facebook groups that it said coordinated fake reviews of products on the shopping giant's platform. It's the latest move in Amazon's ongoing struggle to clamp down on reviews not posted by people who actually bought a product. So how can you distinguish a real review from a fake one? WSJ personal technology columnist Nicole Nguyen has been researching this, and she's here to discuss. Nicole, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Nicole, you know, Amazon's been dealing with this issue of fake reviews for several years, but how widespread has this become?
We don't know the exact numbers because only Amazon has that data, and I think that Amazon itself doesn't even know which reviews exactly are fake, at least all of the fake reviews. But anecdotally, from people that I've spoke to who've shopped on Amazon, as well as research who have studied reviews very closely for years, this problem has increased during the pandemic as third-party sellers have rushed to give their wares an edge during the shopping frenzy that the pandemic created. And while we don't know exact numbers, we do know that fake reviews touch every category that's sold on Amazon, from USB cords to garden hoses to furniture to skincare to healthcare. Nearly every product that can be reviewed on Amazon has experienced manipulation.
Now, Amazon has also made efforts to clamp down on fake reviews in the past. The most recent effort is suing the administrators of thousands of Facebook groups. What does Amazon accuse these groups of doing?
In Amazon's third-party marketplace, where sellers, anyone who wants to sell on Amazon, can sell virtually anything they want, those sellers cannot incentivize people with free products or with cash compensation to leave a review on its platform. That's against Amazon's rules. It does, however, happen anyway because it's a very competitive marketplace and sellers buy fake reviews or incentivize people to leave reviews with free products and other incentives in order to get an edge. Amazon has named more than 10,000 administrators in its suit, and while it didn't name those administrators, it did point out one group in particular called Amazon Product Review that had more than 43,000 members. And it mentioned that it was able to evade detection by changing some of the letters in the phrases that would set off Facebook or Amazon's alarms.
Now, what does Facebook say about these accusations targeting groups on its site?
Facebook says that it's against its rules and that it doesn't condone this behavior and that it's working to remove groups as soon as it identifies them.
Okay, so let's talk about ways that people can spot fake reviews on Amazon. Probably the easiest thing for people checking out reviews to pay attention to is the star rating. So what should people take away from the number of stars a product receives?
I'm immediately suspicious of any listing that has hundreds or thousands of reviews with only 5-star reviews. If you click on the number of ratings right underneath the product title on the listing, it'll take you to the section where you can see a breakdown of how many reviewers rated 5 stars, 4 stars, etc. And if that product only has 5-star reviews, be wary of it and avoid it. Another tip is to pay close attention to the negative reviews. So you can actually filter reviews by 1-star ratings. And if you see common patterns, folks who bring up deficiencies in the product repeatedly, then stay away. If some of the reviews mention things beyond the seller's control, for example, a late delivery by a shipping partner, I'll give that a pass.
Now, of course, the reviews for a product on Amazon are supposed to be reviews of that actual product, but that's not always the case. You know, sometimes there were reviews for a completely different product under the one I'm looking at. What's going on there?
This is another form of review manipulation. It's called merged reviews. Any product can have multiple variations on it, and some sellers, in order to increase the number of reviews and the number of positive reviews, because more ratings equals more legitimacy in some buyer's eyes, they merge two listings together. They're manipulating the review to make it seem like they have more ratings on the product that is being sold than they actually have. So half of those ratings could be for a book that's completely unrelated to the product that they're actually selling. So say there are, you know, thousands of book reviews underneath a listing for a USB cable, that's not exactly right. So just take that with a grain of salt before you add that USB cable to your cart.
Yeah, and speaking of, when somebody's getting ready to hit the orange buy now button, you typically see the name of the seller, you know, right nearby. What info should shoppers know about the seller?
Who is selling you a product on Amazon is probably the most important information that buyers need to know, and yet it's in the tiniest font. Right underneath that buy now button, there is a link to a seller's storefront if that seller is not Amazon itself. And when you click that link, you can find information like where that seller is located, and most importantly, what the seller's refund policy is in case anything goes wrong. Some sellers have their own policies that are outside of Amazon's 30-day return window, so it's important to know which policy your item has. To be sure, there are many legitimate reviews and honest sellers on the platform. But those products can be hard to find because there are so many different kinds of products on Amazon, and it puts a lot of onus on the shopper to do their due diligence in order to find a product that doesn't have review manipulation or is legitimate.
Anything else that people might not even think about when they're researching a product?
Yeah, last year I wrote a story about how some sellers incentivize customers who have bought their products with inserts that come in those products for a gift card or a free product in exchange for a review. And this is a form of review manipulation. So a red flag when you're reading the comments could include any comments that mention that gift card or a free product in exchange. And there's a search text box where you can search for text like gift or free that might surface some of these reviews. Ultimately, it's a trust issue between Amazon and its consumers. Amazon wants customers to feel like they can come to the site, there are honest reviews that they know are legitimate, and they can buy something with confidence without feeling like it's a bet.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen. Nicole, it's great having you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.